one of the events that has been able to continue mostly in its normal way is the Las Cruces Farmers and Crafts Market. Always a fun place to go and people watch, and that's what Elva Oesterreich did.
She did. She went and she got some shots, and of course that thing is held every Saturday and Wednesday on Main Street and on the Las Cruces Plaza. She got a really nice photo right in front of COA's bookstore, and it shows people practicing social distancing and wearing their masks like we're all supposed to do. And then she points out in our cut line on page one that from food trucks and baked goods to kettle corn, there are many delicious options at the market, as well as crafts of all kinds and, of course, fresh produce. So it's kind of cool to remind people that the farmers market is still going.
Hundreds of thousands of New Mexicans have signed up to receive the vaccine. What are you looking at in terms of your coverage of this rollout?
The latest numbers we saw are about 300,000 people are online enrollment to get the vaccine. Most of the of your frontline workers in the healthcare industry and in long-term living facilities have already received the vaccine, so they're moving on now to the next phase. And we do have that story for you on page three of this week's bulletin.
In just a few days, New Mexico legislators will get to work in their next session. And, of course, education funding is one of those priority topics that legislators are working on diligently. What can you tell us?
Well, Mike Cook interviewed Senator Bill Soles, and he says that he thinks that the education funding is going to go up fairly significantly. The upcoming legislative session gets underway, as you said, Tuesday, January 19th. Most of it will be virtual, but a lot of it will be in person. And as I said, the story about his prediction for educational funding is on page 14, and his analysis of how the legislature is going to unfold this year.
We can certainly all feel for high school seniors, not only last year, but this year too, because they're just not getting the same experience that they would under normal circumstances. And groups that normally are close-knit groups that perform together have found a different way to do it, and they can still get honored for doing so.
Absolutely. You've summarized that nicely. And right here in Las Cruces, Centennial High School's choir has been honored as among the best in the state. And we kicked off our arts and entertainment section with a story about the upcoming class schedule for the Doñana Arts Council. But I just really wanted to point out that on page 28, we've got this story about the choir and some really cool photos of them practicing in a socially distanced fashion out in the desert, the Organ Mountains in the background. Tremendous photos. We've got three of them. Also in that section, we've got more elementary student art and a review of a play that you can still watch online.
Not every hero wears a cape, and it's nice to see the bulletin is recognizing some of those folks.
Yeah, we had a reader who sent an email to our publisher and said that in their hometown paper, wherever that was, I don't remember, they had a section called Everyday Heroes. And so we kicked that around a while, and I put together a questionnaire very similar to our business questionnaire that we print from time to time. And we got in a submission. And so our very first Everyday Hero is featured on the cover of our well-being section this week. Wasinke Amistad Kaizen Demende got interested in the stock market at a young age, and his interest spawned a lifetime of learning, investing, and helping other people learn to do the same. He's a 40-year veteran of the U.S. military. He serves as chief poverty consultant and financial inclusion officer at an outfit out at White Sands Missile Range. He was nominated by his colleague, Wendell Bandy, and you can read his story. And if you feel so inclined, we included that questionnaire that you can email back to me if you'd like to nominate an everyday hero.
A state bank, a topic of discussion. Tell us more.
Well, Dr. Chris Erickson from the university, he's leading economist. He writes a column for us pretty much once a month, and he talks about whether New Mexico should consider being a state that has a state bank to compete with private lenders. The question, he says, whether the pros outweigh the cons. He says that he does think it'll be a topic when the legislature convenes next week. One of the things that caught my eye when I read this the column the first time was he manages to use the word twaddle in an economics column, and that's just got to be a good read by me. And, of course, all that we talked about today is just a sampling. There's a whole lot more in this week's paper. You can always access the digital bulletin anytime you want at LasCrucesBulletin.com. And you can also check us out on social media. The content is a little different on all the different platforms.
What does twaddle mean, by the way?
I think in the context that he used it, it means nonsense.
Thanks, Jess. I'm going to add that one to my vocabulary. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey. Thanks. Bye-bye.